Hey, good morning. Welcome into today's nutrition here on Unforgettable 1220 and Classic Hits 99.7. Chris Roberts here with you on Sunday morning. And with us in the studio, Deb Ford, MSRD of the Good Earth Health Food Shop on South Shannon Street in Van Wert. And today, our subject is sleep. It's what you all probably want to do right now, sleep in on Sunday morning. But you can't because you have church and you have this radio show and you have all these other things. And some people are listening to us in a parking lot right now, right?
My motto is sleep a third, play a third, and work a third. I think that is wonderful. Keeps life in balance. But you know, when sleep gets out of balance, when we can't fall asleep, when things, you know, just get out of balance, it can cause havoc with our health. Really, sleep deprivation is one of the big things I see in my practice every week. It affects people's immunity, dramatically weakens the immune system. It also can predispose people to diabetes. And worst of all, in your day in and day out, it can affect your memory, seriously impair your memory. So if you're only sleeping 4 to 6 hours of sleep a night, that can keep you from thinking clearly the whole next day.
So the whole saying sleep deprivation kind of connotates somebody else keeping us from sleeping. But really, in a lot of cases, people keep themselves from sleeping through a lot of habits that they've formed over the years.
Right. And you know, if you have a stressful life, the actual stress hormone, cortisol, can over a period of time get the melatonin out of balance. There's this thing called the circadian rhythm that is synced in with the light cycle, the day and night cycle. And when the sun comes up, we're naturally developed to wake up and be alert. You've got four little bumps throughout the day where cortisol naturally kind of peaks and ebbs and flows through the day. And then in the evening, when the sun goes down, cortisol is supposed to go down, which allows for the sleep hormone, melatonin, to take a bigger role in helping you to relax and become drowsy and fall asleep. Melatonin, you know, people can buy that over the counter, good for jet lag, good for helping you sleep. It is a very profound substance, has a lot of good benefits. In fact, they're using it in a lot of immune conditions, cancer and other things, with fantastic results. I was a little bit hesitant when melatonin first was on the market, but it's extremely safe for people to take to aid with sleep, and it has other really strong benefits for the whole immune system and the body in general.
So there must be a lot of ways to interrupt that natural melatonin, because when people are interrupting the melatonin, they're also not sleeping. So how do we interrupt that naturally on a day-to-day basis if we're not getting enough sleep?
How we interrupt that, how we can help our body sleep. There's a lot of really good things. You know, last week we talked about that breathing sort of technique where you inhale for 4, hold for 7, exhale for 8.
This is not minutes, folks. These are beats or counts or
these
seconds
are just
or
counts. Okay. You know, you inhale at the count of 4. You hold for a slow count of 7, and you exhale in a relaxed state for the count of 8.
So people are thinking, what difference could that possibly make?
Changes your brain waves, gets you into a very calm and relaxed state. That I found a really interesting paper on it, and it really dates back thousands of years using this technique, that they have used it in ancient science and the health sciences for anxiety, even palpitations, things like that. So anyway, breathing is a really effective way to help you relax, but also so important to have darkness in the room, in your bedroom.
You mean total darkness, or can you have like the blue light from the alarm clock? Or
actually, the blue light will stimulate the pituitary more than anything.
Can you have the TV on?
No, even worse. So, you know, clear your bedroom out of all lights. cover up the cell phone. You know what I think? You know, you remember those fancy little eye masks that
they used to wear them on What's My Line? Arlene Francis and Dorothy Kilgallen wore those, right?
And
they were
kind of sequins.
Yeah.
But
right.
Oh my gosh! I mean, those, you have to have darkness when you sleep because your eyelids can't filter out all of that. Your eyelids are not really designed to clear out everything. So you really need complete darkness, especially if you work nights, which, you know, those night shift workers are more at risk for a lot of problems, not only obesity, but a lot of mood-related disorders in the night shift workers. You know, I really think that night shift should be outlawed. It is so dangerous for people's health that
because it doesn't correspond with the days with light and darkness.
Well,
right?
and risk of all sorts.
Because people figure 8 hours is 8 hours. Now, I'm sure there have been studies of people on submarines. Submarines is usually a 6 hours on, 6 hours off, and you really don't have any idea whether it's day or night outside.
That would be an interesting study just to see how that affects
people. Well, it seems to work because you know, they have these long 3 and 4 month cruises.
Well, and I think I've read about astronauts, too. When they go up in space, there's something that goes on there. I think they get actually into a 6 hour sleep cycle.
Because every 89 minutes, you have a sunrise.
Yeah. So
if you're in Earth orbit anyway.
So that would be interesting to see just how that. But so we need darkness. Breathing helps to sleep. Another thing, not having the bedroom too warm. Having a cool bedroom is very important, too. Something that they're really finding that affects a lot of people is having a lot of electromagnetic radiation around. Those magnetic fields can affect.
You mean like televisions and things?
Yeah, anything electronic can affect the production of the melatonin and serotonin. So they have these little Gauss meters that you can use to detect if you've got
magnetism. Yeah, that would detect magnetism.
Yeah, so you can see if that is a problem in your bedroom or not. But, you know, just to get the alarm clocks, the radios, the TVs out of the bedroom, very important. And just keep the bedroom for relaxing. Very important. Then, you know, then also there are rituals helping you get to sleep at night, going through a relaxing sort of schedule, a hot bath, and really getting to bed before 11 o'clock. They always used to say the beauty sleep is between 10 and 12. And you know what?
Well, no wonder I'm so good looking. I go to sleep early.
And in fact, you do release the most growth hormone at that time. And that really does have an anti-aging effect on people. So early to bed, early to rise. There you go. So those bedtime routines, you know, and things that can disrupt the bedtime routine, if you drink too much water at night. So, you know, you want to kind of keep that in mind, too. Don't have a big glass of water. Also, blood sugar issues. If you eat a lot of sweets, that also, of course, you hear me say it all the time, but those sweets really interfere with sleeping as well. So maybe a little protein snack, maybe some nuts, things like that before bed really does help.
You know what we've done here in the last 8 minutes or so? We have told people why they're not sleeping well, and we have told them not to do all the things that they've all been doing for such a long time.
And
I guess we've just explained why they're probably not sleeping well.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of levels to sleep, though. You have, I don't know what they, you know, the REM cycle and all those other things people talk about.
Alpha, beta cycle, gamma.
So no doubt we're talking to people now who say, well, you know, the TV's on and I sleep fine. Would they sleep in a deeper sleep and a more restful sleep if they didn't have those things on?
Yeah, and you can get these little devices. Some people wear the Fitbits, and it will tell you just how deep and restful your sleep is. Those things all help. I think knowledge is power. So if you want to try something like that, you can. There's just a lot of things we can do to monitor our sleep. But you really should wake up refreshed. If you're not waking up refreshed without medication and things like that, we need to be doing something because it really can affect our health, our longevity, and our quality of life day in and day out.
So what does drinking tea before bed have to do with anything? How does that work?
Well, it depends on the tea. I mean, you don't want to have green tea or black tea or any caffeinated tea, but my favorite is Yogi's Bedtime Tea. Yogi's Bedtime Tea. Celestial Seasoning has, you know, the Sleepy Time Tea. Those have herbs in it that calm you down, relax you, naturally get you into a deeper, more restful sleep. Those are good. They work with the system. So many of the sleep aids that you'll see over the counter or prescription keep you from having the REM sleep, the deep, restful, real restorative sleep. They just kind of drug you, knock you out, but you're not getting that restorative sleep that has the health benefits. So, you know, the Yogi's Bedtime Tea, it's delicious. I make it a nice little concentrated one. So that is so much better. I mean, some people maybe have alcohol. Alcohol actually has the reverse effect. It can knock you out.
It's a stimulant, though, right?
In the middle of the night, I mean, you'll wake up and then can't get back to sleep. So it has an opposite effect for a lot of people.
Huh. So, I can't get over the Yogi name. It's a bear, you know, Yogi Bear, yeah. And you have like the hibernation.
Well, think of Yogi.
Oh, that.
Yogi Bedtime Tea.
I was going to say, if it was Yogi Bear, they would have to pay a heck of a premium just to get that name to use it,
sure. No, it's a little, you know, they have a lot of Indian, Eastern Indian herbs in there that are restorative and restful, a little hops, a little valerian.
So it's not good to eat a whole lot and go to sleep, though.
No, you don't want to eat sleep on a full stomach, but a little something can keep the blood sugar steady so that you don't wake up just because of a low blood sugar reaction. So
with a lot of our listeners, though, it may not be just one thing that's preventing them from sleeping well. It could be five or six things.
Well, yeah, indeed. And, you know, women going through the change, you know, they can have hot flashes in the middle of the night. So that's something else that, you know, premenopausal, menopausal symptoms can get in the way. And we've got a really good supplement in the shop called AM, PM, Peri, or Menopause. And it's an old, I mean, they've used this formula in Europe for decades, safely, healthfully. And it's one of those supplements that women come in every month to get that because they get a good night's sleep, helps them all day long. Because if you get a good night's sleep, the body can restore and get better, back into better balance, so you don't have problems throughout the day.
Well, it's entirely possible we've put some people to sleep with this show. So if that's the case, we've done our job here. And that is another Today's Nutrition here on Unforgettable 1220 and Classic Hits 99.7 with Deb Ford, MSRD of the Good Earth Health Food Shop on South Shannon Street. And I'm Chris Roberts. Have a great weekend.